Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color each Thursday morning here at 9 a.m. in the morning. We've got another interesting show. As soon as my guest gets here in a few minutes, Ms. Donetta Bergwell, principal down at Hermitage Springs School, and got talking about the school down there a little bit today, and we got to talk a little bit about some of our activities going on again. Got our birthday and anniversary list, where we'll be giving away some a birthday prize here in a little bit. And, of course, we want to begin each time, as we do, thanking you for joining us here on WVFB 101.5, Kicks Country, broadcasting from the Big Tower out at Midway. And we will appreciate having you listen to us and tell your friends and neighbors about us. And we want to thank the folks that make this broadcast possible here each Thursday morning at 9 a.m. with our rebroadcast this evening at 6 p.m. So we've got a couple of times today. And also these shows get streamed on the Delahall Horizon website. And, of course, we really appreciate the folks that make this possible, that being the folks over at the Three Star Committee and the Clay Chamber of Commerce. And also the fine folks that help sponsor the show by buying an ad or so here to keep us going. And make sure that you try to shop with those folks here in Salina. And we've got we've got some activities to talk about here in a few minutes when we come back. And with that, we'll take a little short break and we'll be back just in a minute.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Any medication in your home, whether it is meant to treat pain, HDHD, or even high blood pressure, can be dangerous. Every year, thousands of children are hospitalized and some die after taking medicine not meant for them. Teens may be tempted to experiment with unsecured medications to get high, and toddlers may think colorful pills look like candy. So take action to help keep your loved ones safe. Count it, lock it, drop it.
Count it.
Count your pills every 2 weeks to make sure none are missing.
Lock it.
Lock your medications in a safe place to prevent accidental poisonings, medicine theft, and misuse that could lead to prescription drug addiction.
Drop it.
Anonymously drop off your unused or expired prescriptions in the disposal bin located at the Clay County Sheriff's Office, located at 400 Westlake Avenue, Salina, Tennessee, 38551.
This is a message brought to you by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
This message was developed in part under a grant from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
For more information, please visit countitlockitdropit.org.
Welcome back, everyone. We are back, and we're ready to get started here. I think I heard the door just open there, and we will come in. Miss Donnetta just made it in, just right in the nick of time. But before we do that, I'm going to go through some of the things that are going on here in the county here coming up the next little bit. Of course, I don't think we got anything special much this weekend. Let, y'all got something going on down Hermitage Springs this weekend in school or anything? Or?
Well, we do. We're doing our color foam run tomorrow. The PTO is helping us. We're teaming up with our PE department, and they're going to be doing a colored foam run for all the students to raise money for a classroom.
Okay, so we got that going down there.
Yes.
Okay, and of course coming up here pretty quick, we've got the roller coaster yard sale, which begins up supposedly one end up about Cave City and goes all the way around this whole area here through Tompkinsville and Salina, Temple Hill, just going on around, makes it up to Livingston, to then to Byrdstown, to Albany, and then from Albany, we get down to Burkeville, then back over to all the way back up to Glasgow. Just all kinds of stuff. If you need anything at all, you'll be able to find it there. And then coming up here on October the 7th, we've got our car show here at the Square. And on the 10th, we're going to have a little special celebration here at the courthouse. We're kind of working on some things here, and that is October 10th is the official 150th birthday of this building. So we're looking at maybe having a little party, maybe having some cupcakes and a little homemade ice cream or something that day, and then have some special presentations inside the old courthouse, telling about its history and some of the important things about it, and taking a look at some of the improvements we're making here. And then on October 27th, our big deal here, the trick-or-treat or trunk-or-treat here in Salina, which draws a whole big bunch of people around. We pass out enough candy to put probably the state of Tennessee on a sugar high. So that is great. And then also the 28th, we have got a fishing tournament out of Cedar Hill. And then also that day is a Clay County Horse Club show where we're having a Halloween horse show. You can dress your horse up and come down and participate for prizes. And now coming up this weekend, of course, today is the last home game for volleyball this year until the district tournament starts next week. And then we're having a fly fisherman conclave, which is a get-together of meet and greet below the dam Saturday morning. If you're interested at all in fly fishing, Mr. Paul Boyce, I think maybe he's got that set up, and you can call him at 931-243-2533. So I know if you're interested in fly fishing, which I know a whole lot of our folks are, So you know, come out and check that out. And also today we'll be giving away our birthday prize at the end of the show. We'll be announcing some names about halfway through, and we'll be taking care of that. But right now, Ms. Donetta Bergel is here with us, and she is the principal down at Hermitage Springs.
Yes.
And I know she's one of the folks that has been around a pretty good time. I think she was starting to teach about the time that I got retired.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I know, started out in what kindergarten or?
Yeah, it was kindergarten.
So you have graduated up to principal now.
Yes, I have.
And this is your first year at that?
Yes, I was interim principal for a couple of months last school year, and then I just applied.
Okay. Let's talk about the beginning of your career.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit, you know, what it was like beginning and kind of working your way through and all the things that got you to where you're at right now.
Okay. So I have been teaching. This is my teaching/principal. This will be my 22nd year. I started out at Salina K-8 with kindergarten, and I did computer lab. I went to 5th and 6th grade and taught science and social studies for many years. And then I went on up to junior high, 7th and 8th grade at K-8. And I taught for several years, 7th and 8th grade. And then I went to Hermitage Springs. Over there, I taught all the sciences. I taught 5th through 8th grade science. And then last year, the principalship came up, and I just decided to apply.
All right. So now you are in charge down there. And, you know, we have two elementary schools now.
Yes.
Going back from, you know, doing history and stuff, you throw something out at folks. Back many, many years ago, we actually had 65 schools in Clay County.
Oh my goodness! I would have not.
You know that's just
because
I think we had a school that basically was established where the students could walk to school.
right.
And we had them all over the place. But now you know we're down to our three schools mm-hmm. now, and I know we have our Consolidated High School mm-hmm. and Salina K-8 and Hermitage Springs. And I think Hermitage Springs building down there is an older building that's been remodeled a number of times.
Yes.
I'm not sure exactly when the actual first building was built where she's at now, but I know over the years, it's always been an enjoyable place to work. I know when I was technology, I worked at all the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Did you start teaching while I was still working on computers? I can't remember.
Yes,
I thought
yes,
you did.
I was, yes.
When all the teachers all at once got introduced to the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think the first thing I did, I had we had six teachers that volunteered to be guinea pigs to get the first computers then.
Yeah.
But it's changed quite a bit. But tell us, you know, just a little bit about Hermitage Springs School. I guess maybe by starting, have you got your list of all of your instructors down there embedded in your mind, or you got it written down?
I can probably go over them. I don't want to leave anybody out.
Talk, you know, dinner, let folks know mm-hmm. who's actually down there teaching and
mm-hmm.
what grades.
Okay, so we have pre-K, Miss Scarlett Gentry. We have kindergarten, Miss Jennifer Hayes Strode. We have first grade, Miss Michaela Emmert. Second grade is Miss Elizabeth Spivey and Miss Amanda Hale. Third grade is Miss Tara Asbury. Fourth grade, Miss Amy Briggs. Fifth grade, Miss Heather Clements. Sixth grade, Miss Beth McMurtry. Seventh grade, Miss Courtney Cummins. And eighth grade, Miss Haley Goad. We have Miss Angie Spears, who is our librarian/7th and 8th grade junior high social studies teacher. And we've got a number of teachers who do other things. Miss Gina McLaren does some RTI. Miss Debbie Elrod is halftime computer person. Tyrus West is our PE. He's over our PE department and coaching. Miss Isabella Hale, Miss Felicia, and Dino, her husband, they help with the basketball. And I'm hoping I'm not forgot anybody.
But it is a tight community school.
Yes.
There.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And like I said, it's been there for a long time, was a high school for a number of years, and it managed to keep surviving, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm telling you, it's a really great school. I feel like more of a servant. I don't want to be a boss there. I'm more of a servant. I want to help people. That community, they're really close. It's more like home. Everybody helps everybody. Everybody steps up and, knows what's going on with everybody and takes care of each other.
Okay, now let's talk just a little bit. We were talking about a normal school day down there.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like for you?
It's busy. It is busy, busy. A normal school day, we start at 8 o'clock. All the parents drop off. Everybody goes to their classroom. We say the Pledge of Allegiance. We do a moment of silence. And all the teachers begin their instruction.
Okay, now, I know Hermitage Spring is it's not necessarily an isolated community, but it is a quiet community there,
mm-hmm.
except for Highway 52, a lot of people running through there all
yeah.
day. I know some of the things that we continually see and hear about on the news, and that is, school safety.
Mm-hmm.
How has that changed in a school, a rural school like that out there? Just exactly what steps are taken to ensure the safety of the students, especially down there where you actually have buildings that are separate
mm-hmm.
from the main building.
Yes, that's a great question, Mr. Thomas. So we have an SRO who is at our building all of the time. She consistently checks our doors. I consistently check our doors, as do the janitors, all around the building. We use radios for communication, just to talk to one another if something was,
right.
If there's an emergency. With our SRO, she plays a big part, Ms. Kim Dixon. She's really great. She communicates very well. She's always on the lookout, to make sure our students and faculty and staff are safe. And we do too. The teachers, they step up. They are always watching, observing, making sure, looking around our building. Takes a bunch of people to help make it safe.
Okay, now, if you want to come down there and visit,
mm-hmm.
the procedure about that now,
mm-hmm.
I know over the years, most of the time that I was there, you just walked in the buildings and...
Right.
And, it was, I guess when you look at it now, I guess it may be mm-hmm. kind of scary, but I know people just walk in the building, walk up and down the hall, walk down to the classroom where they knew where their
yes,
child was at, and knock on the door and
mm-hmm.
say, "Miss Donetta, can I see Joey for just a minute?"
Yes, they used to do that.
That doesn't happen anymore.
No, we of course we have to take our first concern is to protect our school. And so by doing that, everyone just checks in the front office. We have a waiting area with some benches. The parents and grandparents, whoever visitors come in, they can, sit out there and wait for their children to come out. We'll call for them. Everyone checks in with Miss Melinda. She is our secretary, our bookkeeper. Everybody goes through one door just to the waiting area. And there, our SRO watches as well, just to check and make sure everything's okay. So we just keep them in an area.
And then if a visitor comes, they do not have any type of access to any other place in the building.
It's just their waiting area. They'll check in, and, you know, we'll usually see what their needs are, and then we just accommodate their needs.
Oh, okay, and that entrance now is, I guess where we used to come in to go to the athletic events. Like, is that still where it's at, or is it?
Actually, it's at the front of the building. There is a ramp that's handicap accessible to go up into our office. The athletic events, that's our lunchroom. Those kids only come in, that's only open at the
morning. That's what I thought. You know, normally the entrance was coming through the lunchroom.
Oh, yeah, used to. Long time ago.
Of course, that sounded the same way out at Salina K for a number of years, where you walk into you could walk straight into the cafeteria, where anywhere from 100 to 200 students were sitting there, and at one time there wasn't anything between the front door and where the students were sitting, and eventually a wall was placed up there, and then it was really made secure now where you've got to come through the holding area there. So, you know, these things have really, I guess, it changed a lot of things that, and of course it has been for the good, because we all know that nobody is immune from some of these crazy things anymore.
Right, and you know, it's just a time that we're having to adjust to, where we are having to be precautionary and we are having to take measures, to protect our students and our faculty and staff. It's just the way, you know, it's going.
Okay, we take a little short commercial break.
Okay.
Talk about who knows what when we come back.
Okay.
We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big-box store with its thousands of items, but with a small-town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Here we're with Ms. Donetta Birdwell this morning, our principal, our first-year principal down at Hermitage Springs School. And I know, I guess, some of the special things down there, some of the special programs that you've got going on.
Mm-hmm. So we have the drama club, which we love. That's Ms. Heather, Ms. Teresa, and whoever they get to help. They always put on a play production, and they do a big musical. They're trying to bring the musicals back from like years ago with all our local talent. We love that. We have our PTO program who have really knocked it out of the park this year. They did goodies with Grins, and they're helping us do the foam run tomorrow. They're teaming up with their health and wellness side of the PE department. And we also have something new this year is our CTE program. Miss Amy Dotson is head over that.
Yes.
And we are looking to renovate our building to where it will accommodate a computer lab, a STEM lab, a conference room, and music and art. We're hoping to get that redone soon, and that way our students will have access to that program.
Let's talk about the CTE. I know that is something. Just exactly how is that, you know, working down there? What all does it involve? And
so what it is the state has given standards that teachers will start teaching next year. And we're just trying to get prepped for it. Ms. Amy Dotson, she usually comes down and does career and technical education once every month, and she works with primarily our upper grades to get them ready, like to see what careers they would like to do or their interest, and that way they'll have some kind of guidance for when they go into high school, of knowing what they want to do.
So, you know, I mean, normally we didn't start thinking about careers for, you started many years ago, like when they were juniors or seniors, you started emphasizing, you know, do you want to go to a vocational school? Do you want to go to college?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to join the workforce? All those things. But now we're trying to get them started a little bit earlier, aren't we?
Yes. Well, and I think it's a great thing because we're trying to get students career ready. We want them primarily in the lower grades. We're focusing on computer science where they learn the parts of a computer, like the mouse or the keyboard. And then we go on up to our upper grades where we're trying to figure out their interests. Like, what do they want to do when they grow up? Or what are their likes? What are their dislikes? And we're just trying to build on that so they'll have an idea when they get to high school.
Of the path they want to take.
Yes.
Okay, now, I interrupted you now. Go ahead. What else we got going there?
So we have we've got our sports teams that we had our first ever volleyball team this year, which was made up of 21 girls. That was a great interest that we were surprised with, and they did so good this year for it to be their first year.
Right.
We've got our junior high basketball.
Okay,
team.
Now who's your volleyball coach?
So it's Isabella Hale.
Okay.
And her dad and her mom had stepped up to help her.
Right.
She's a first-year coach with volleyball, and she did a fabulous job with the girls. They all enjoyed it thoroughly, I think.
Okay. Now, next one up is your basketball program down there.
Yes. So our basketball programs, we have our peewees and our junior high.
The boys' coach is Coach Tyrus West. The girls' coach is Isabella Hale, along with her mom and dad, Miss Felicia and Mr. Dino. I think our program, we're a young team. We didn't have as many out for in seventh and eighth grade this year, so we're working with that. We've got a lot of young players.
So, you know, you're, we haven't talked about taking a little short break.
Okay.
Right now I need to read my birthdays for today, and celebrating birthdays today, this period, Mr. Justin Cunningham, Billy Cherry, Ailey Bryant, celebrating a birthday, Lena Birdwell, celebrating a birthday, and I think it is Lena, is her first name. Our Sergeant Bill Pierce from the THP celebrating a birthday today, and we will try to butter up to him a little bit in case we get stopped and want to give us a ticket or something, but we wish him a happy birthday. And then also one special young lady, I think sometimes they listen to the show on the Dale Hall Horizon, one of my first students here, Miss Sherry Brown Holman, celebrating a birthday. And then we have an instructor as celebrating a birthday from down Hermitage Springs today, Miss Beth McMurtry, who began her teaching career over here at Salina High School, best I remember. And also Mr. Rodney Huff off the ridge celebrating a birthday.
And I forgot two teachers that I need to mention.
All right. Who?
Miss Laura Coons is our Save the Children teacher. And Miss Kim Fox is our special education teacher.
Shame on you for getting
that. I was going through the building trying to figure out.
You know what they say? Somebody else down here somewhere. We'll be right back, and we'll continue our conversation. I know we've got lots of stuff to talk about down at Hermitage Springs, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
We asked Clay County teenagers, and a little more than a third of them say their parents have talked to them at least once in the last year about the dangers of using stimulants. Parents, if you are having this conversation with your child, remember, don't stop talking after one conversation. Your influence and communication matters. If you have not had a conversation with your child, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition encourages you to do so. Explain the dangers and consequences. Be clear on your stance. Let them know you care and you are there to talk whenever needed. For more information, please visit samhsa.gov. Again, that's samhsa.gov. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Trican Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, Ms. Donette is here, and we reminiscing a little bit, but while you all are getting some great messages from our sponsors, and we were talking about the athletic program, tell us a little bit about that. You know, I know with especially with junior high athletics, because I know that sometimes we attract students from down there to go ahead and come over to Salina K-8 for 7th and 8th grade. But you say, you know, you are growing down there. We're getting, what age group right now is where a lot of them are coming in down there, like new students and things? Are they people that have moved in there or just...
Well, we're getting the age group varies, actually. We've had kindergarten, second grade, seventh grade.
Do you have a group that comes through where you've got maybe 20 or 25 kids that are all the same age in that community?
No, I've not seen that. I've not seen that at all. It's kind of just a random group.
You know, I know here at the high school, we just got through last year with the largest class that's ever been. Then the next year, it seems like it's one of the smallest classes we've ever had.
Mm-hmm. It varies. It really does.
And, you know, your scheduling down there, I know one thing I wanted to talk about. We were talking about teachers that may work with students in more than one grade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell us a little bit, you know, kind of how that works at a school of that size.
So one of the things we tried to do was split up some of the grade levels in the upper grades. We actually put fourth and fifth together, working together, and then we put sixth, seventh, and eighth together because that's more, you know, junior high-ish to us, where fifth and sixth, you know, middle school.
Okay, and you were talking about the grades. Do you have maybe... If you run across the problem where you'll have a group like that in your 6th, 7th, and 8th, of course, I know, how many teachers do you have dedicated like to junior high? That's where, you know, the subject area becomes more important when you get there because you've kind of narrowed down from a lot of more basic things in the earlier. You know, they don't have to work as much on handwriting.
Right.
Some of them should.
So we have Ms. Haley, who teaches our 8th grade math. Then we have designated Ms. Courtney Cummins, who does our ELA, reading and language. Ms. Angie does our social studies for us. And Ms. Beth McMurtry does all our science.
So
they do 6th, 7th, and 8th.
So you do have division there? Just,
yes, we pretty much have to.
But in the earlier grades, you have, you know, one teacher, or do you have any teachers assigned, maybe like two teachers in a grade where one of them does half the classes, one does the other half the class?
Like co-teaching? No, we don't.
You don't have that, you know, you don't have the numbers for that, do
no,
you?
No, we don't. We go by student.
Okay, now, another thing, too, I guess, the elephant in the room, that was last spring when the state of Tennessee threatened to fail every third grader in the state.
Oh, yes. Those lovely things that come down. Actually, this year, we did really, really well, and I think that was, I'm speaking for Hermitage Springs and Salina KA, our third grade teachers knocked it out of the park. The students knocked it out of the park. That ended very well, I can tell you.
You know, and I know from the time of teaching and testing, mm-hmm. you know, any test that lasts over 45 minutes to an hour, when you go to talking about 2 or 3 hours, the last 30 minutes of that is A looks good, B looks good, C looks good, now let's try that all again.
Yes.
I know you do run into that, especially with younger kids, because, mm-hmm. you know, their attention span is not real, real good. And also, you know, this is the year, the third grade, and traditionally, I mean, that's when you become a real student, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember back in the old days when they gave you that big geography book, and they give it to you for a reason, because it was a great big old book, and you could stack all the others on it when you carried them home.
Yes.
And that, you know, it's a year of big change.
Mm-hmm. It is a transitional grade. It is a big change for all the students. I agree with you. I think it's become harder for some of those students. But our county did seem to handle that very well.
Yeah, I guess Mr. Maxfield, when he was on that, we didn't mm-hmm. have any student in Clay County that was held back at the beginning of the year this year. Of course, it's interesting to see what happens at the end of this year and, you know, how much those so-called borderline students, how much they do, the progress that mm-hmm. they make. But then who knows, the state legislature may come up with something different and spring it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I, of course, one of the big things right now is our state legislature wants us to tell Uncle Sam we don't want your money no more.
Mm-hmm.
And I know with the school system like we've got, it would be hard to operate without federal money. And we, of course, everyone knows that they come with stipulations. You know, I mean, you guys, when you were teaching, you were told you had to do this, you had to do that, you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that. But, you know, sometimes total freedom is not a good idea, especially in education.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
And I know that it's trying time for teachers, not, you know, from all of the testing, all of the things that they have to live up to, then all of the thing about the safety of the students, their safety of the schools. I mean, it's becoming less of a fun time, I'm sure, for a lot of people.
Yes, and I feel bad for the teachers because I was there. I understand it. And teachers get, like, it comes from all directions, which is exactly what you said. It comes from the state. It comes from the Board of Education. It comes from, you know, our admin. It comes from many different places, like all the stipulations and things they have to work through, lots of hoops to jump through. But they do a great job every day battling those things and, you know, trying to be successful. Luckily, we have a great support system with our admin. So,
well, you know, one of the things that I used to say a whole lot was, you know, intelligence is not necessarily what you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's being able to find out what you don't know.
Exactly. Yeah, there's two sides.
Right. I mean, you know, no one knows everything about everything.
Right.
And it seems like it's getting more I guess, more outside interference, especially it starts, of course, in the big city schools and things like that, more outside interference to the job that our teachers have always done an excellent job at.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like that so many folks seem like, you know, they, no matter what you do, they're not satisfied with what you do.
Yeah. And,
but, they, you know, I know as a retired teacher that there are just so many things, and I know over the years I always thought that, you know, you had all the structured instruction, things that, you know, that had to be taught, things like that, but I always felt like one of the most important learning things that any student had growing up are the things of what I call where they learned by accident and they didn't know they were learning.
Mm-hmm.
And that shows up in their ability to become young adults that can go out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to take another short break.
Okay.
We're not done yet. We've got to talk about some of your special activities down there. And we'll be right back in a few minutes.
Any medication in your home, whether it is meant to treat pain, HDHD, or even high blood pressure, can be dangerous. Every year, thousands of children are hospitalized and some die after taking medicine not meant for them. Teens may be tempted to experiment with unsecured medications to get high, and toddlers may think colorful pills look like candy. So take action to help keep your loved ones safe. Count it, lock it, drop it.
Count it.
Count your pills every 2 weeks to make sure none are missing.
Lock it.
Lock your medications in a safe place to prevent accidental poisonings, medicine theft, and misuse that could lead to prescription drug addiction.
Drop it.
Anonymously drop off your unused or expired prescriptions in the disposal bin located at the Clay County Sheriff's Office, located at 400 Westlake Avenue, Salina, Tennessee, 38551.
This is a message brought to you by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
This message was developed in part under a grant from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
For more information, please visit countitlockitdropit.org.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Miss Donetta and I are still here. And now you said you had to go to the dentist this morning?
Yes.
I was hoping maybe they'd... And well, I was hoping they didn't give you one of them shots where you couldn't come in and talk.
No, it worked out, dude.
Okay, now, I guess one group we haven't talked about down there is our support group down there.
Oh, yes. We have several. We've got Miss Melita, who is our bookkeeper, and she's kind of the backbone of the school. Miss Leslie is our guidance counselor. Miss Felicia is our nurse. Mr. Stephen is our maintenance. Miss Debbie Hatcher is our janitor, along with Miss Angela Collins and the whole group at night, Cornbread. We have our lunch lady, our assistants. We've got so many, and I hope there's nobody that I'm forgetting. Our lunch ladies, they always do a fabulous job.
You know, and it seems like, you know, from the beginning of the time that we started the school, you started the school, you know, there was always a special bond between the elderly janitor and the students in a school. And that continues even today. I know we lost one of ours here in Salina K.A. who had been there for years and years. And it seems like, you know, that they had sometimes more control and more... and affected more students in a positive way, a whole lot more than a lot of classroom folks did.
Yes, and the students, we lost Mr. Junior Bean, who was admired greatly within our community, along with Mr. Cecil,
right.
I've worked for them both.
Two gentlemen that were just kind of a backbone of the school. It seems like if they walked through somewhere or another and asked the students to be quiet, they would get quiet.
Yes.
Once teachers would come by and say that, and somebody stick a tongue at them or something or other.
And they always cut up with the students, both of those. Had a great relationship.
I can remember through the years, even as a teacher, that, you know, we had those janitors, those maintenance people, and there's always another. There's one group in any school you do not want to make mad at you, and that's the cooks.
Well, that's right. You have to be in with the cooks.
you have got to do that. Okay, now coming up now, athletic season's coming up. I know volleyball is right now over with.
Mm-hmm.
Got basketball fixing to start, and you got your schedule out yet, you know, when you're going to be starting?
So they're confirming their schedule of where we have new coaches. They're going in, they're calling every school and confirming everything right now. Our first game is in October, so we hope to have everybody out to support our teams. And we're excited. We got a new cheerleading coach, too, Miss Elizabeth Ivey. She is our cheerleading sponsor this year.
Yeah, I think she spent a year or two doing that from how she was able to walk, maybe being a cheerleader.
She's excited, yes.
And, you know, something that it's coming, narrowing down a whole lot, and that is getting our young folks back into Clay County to start a career. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like in the past few years we have gotten some people like Miss Elizabeth that has decided, you know, I've been to New York City. I think I like Clay County better. You know, and that is the kind of thing we need, something that closer to their age, students' age, that they can kind of identify with.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've got quite a few new younger teachers down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know your basketball group, both of them are pretty young.
Mm-hmm. They are, but we're hoping for the best, and we will definitely be supportive.
And I think your boys' basketball coach is out of a basketball coaching family, maybe, and brothers played and all that kind of thing. And, you know, it's great when we have young people like that coming back here to raise their family where, you know, I know there, supposedly there's not all the things here that you can get somewhere else, but it's a great place to live, a great place to be. And it's places like Hermitage Springs School, our schools here, and the job that they do educating our people and taking care of the generations to come. And I know that, that Hermitage Springs School for, I guess, at least nearly a century now, maybe longer than that, that they have been contributing to our county. And I know that sometimes, you know, they're always all the way on the other side. And of course, we lost our school on the other side up at Maple Grove, but hopefully you keep flourishing down there and,
and
keep turning out great students. And I know, we look back over the past year since consolidation of how many of our, the top students that come to high school, how many of them percentage-wise finish in the top 10 students when they make it to high school. It's just, and it is, of course, that has been, at one time it was a division of the county, but I think now it's becoming a thing that's kind of gluing people together a little bit now.
I think everyone is working hard to try to make it all work. We are supportive of all the schools. I think one thing that the principals do, we all try to work together between Hermitage Springs and K-8 and Mr. Dickerson at the high school. Everybody's been working hand in hand. And everybody's supporting us in every school, and I appreciate that.
Okay, now what are you looking forward to improving this year? Have you got an improvement plan written down, something that you really would like to see get done?
Yes. So one of the things I have really been working on is trying to improve our academics. I've been going to several conferences, things like that. I went to a TBAS conference. I've been to a principal conference this past, I guess this past Monday in Nashville. And I'm really working on trying to improve our school system academically, you know, to help the students learn. How can we raise our scores, things like that.
So in, I know you came in as a new principal, but you didn't come in as a new person, did you?
No.
And I know it seemed like over the years we've had trouble getting local principals in our schools.
Yes.
And I think that has been... I don't know, don't want to compliment you too much, but I think that things like that are one of the things that are going to improve. We have people living here, interested in staying here, raising families here, and retiring here. So, and they have a different attitude from folks that come in to get a job for a couple of years till they can find something better.
Well, one of the things that helped me decide about principalship was I had enough experience. I knew I had 21 years, and I knew that I had the education, so I thought it was time to do so.
And apparently you are doing and going to do a tremendous job.
Well, I don't know about that. I hope so. I hope that my goal is to love the students. I love my faculty, I love the students, I love all of our parents, they're very helpful, and I just want our school to flourish.
All right, looks like we have a winner today, made a big drawing out of it. And the winner today is Miss Lena Birdwell.
Yes!
You have won a birthday prize, so someone will have to go over by the Chamber of Commerce and pick up the envelope which contains the prize in it. And with that, we've got, I guess, the doors, getting ready to shut the doors in here and get everything put back where it belongs. And tell everyone that may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock on WVFB FM 101.5. And until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you. And thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.